I'm here with Teej from Sushi. Teej, you're here with Fear Effect Sedna. Do you want to give us like a bit of information? This is an old series, isn't it? But you're bringing it back. So do you want to give us a bit of information about that?
So it's an old PS1 title from 2000. Was the first one was released. It was big, well known for being one of the first cel-shaded games, kind of that fixed camera view survival horror game. And our first game with the Square Enix Collective is actually Goetia over there. And after that was released, we got the opportunity to talk to Square about working on the Fear Effect IP, and we wanted to create something that was our own take on the story, the universe, and the characters. And we actually worked with the original writer of the Fear Effect series, wrote a new story, kind of takes the same characters plus a new character into Inuit mythology instead of before it was mythology in Hong Kong with the demons and everything that came out. But it's still the same characters, still the same kind of feel and atmosphere, but the gameplay is slightly different with the isometric view.
Yep.
But kind of takes advantage of being able to have multiple team members on the screen at the same time. And it's kind of got that combat where you can tactically control other members of the team, tell them to go attack one enemy, and you can control others and each other.
Yeah, I had it. You could pause it, send someone off to do something,
yep,
and then unpause and keep playing the game, and they go off and do what you've told them
exactly,
to do.
Exactly, yeah.
So what sort of inspired you to take this new approach with the game?
I think it was just one of those cases of brainstorming, thinking of how we can do something that still feels like we're adding to a franchise. There's lots of fans. We had tons of support from the community, and but also do something that was our own like input to it as well, rather than just trying to make more of it. We wanted to do something that we felt was our own, and we took it in this direction. And also, the characters are so strong with everyone who's a fan of the original series. We felt like, again, with the ability to kind of have multiple characters on screen at the same time during gameplay was a great way to implement that, rather than with the fixed camera view, it's quite difficult to have three or four team members in the same room running around at the same time.
What about the story? Is this a continuation or a prequel, or how does this fit in?
So the first game that was released in 2000, there was a game afterwards that was set, was a prequel to the first story. Then there was a planned sequel that was cancelled, and this is set after all that.
After the planned sequel, or
yeah,
after the
after the plan? I think after the planned sequel. But that's why it was great to work with the original writer. So there's no like, you know, we weren't going to accidentally have some inconsistencies over there or anything, and. It's also kind of aimed at being a nod to people who know the original games, but
yep,
also you don't have to know the story of the old games to be able to understand what's going on in this
game. But if you don't know the original game, you do have another game coming.
Exactly, yes. So a couple of weeks ago we announced Fear Effect Reinvented, which will be a really true to the original remake of the first game.
Okay, so that's in the same gameplay style as the
same gameplay style. Major points will be the graphical side of things. Again, trying to keep the same atmosphere and aesthetics, but bringing it up to like HD and, you know, making it look modern day gaming expectations, and the controls as well, because the tank controls of the old games feel a bit strange now. Just used to being able to play playing modern games now.
But you go back to PS1 games, it's always difficult.
Yeah. But we'll still leave those options in. So you'll be an option to play the old controls for the purists who want to still play that.
Go back and try. I bet it's difficult old style now.
It feels it takes a while to get used to it.
Move them around. What's the release date for, well, let's say for Sedna, what's the release date?
At the moment, we can't say.
Okay.
But it's,
what's the planned future?
So it's in the last stages of development. We're like completely focused on finishing this game at the moment, and then Fear Effect Reinvented will start, like the focus will shift onto that as well.
Where can people find out more about the game, or games, both of them?
So we're on Facebook and Twitter.
Yep.
Because the Sedna was backed on Kickstarter, we do a lot of updates on there for the backers there, so that's also, you can find Fear Effect Sedna on Kickstarter as well, as and our website as well.
Thanks so much.
No worries.